Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go!
It is Friday, the 3rd of September, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, it's our week at home. We're doing an alternating one week at home, one week at the studio kind of thing. Even though we've just gotten some new COVID protocols, things are tightening up a little bit. We have to have proof of vaccination and stuff to enter the studio. But it's still like a one person at a time thing. We can't have any guests in, and it's just you and me. It's basically, it's just you over there listening, me over here presenting. So we're just going to have an hour of some great music. Got a few theater things to tell you about. So stick around. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, happy Friday. Hey, I'm getting all excited here because on Sunday, we are heading up to Whistler. That's going to be fun. We've got a few nights in one of our favorite hotels. Somebody asked me if we're going to be doing any skiing up there, and I told them, you know, well, first of all, I doubt there's any snow. So, but our idea of a skiing holiday is going up to watch people skiing. Or in this case, watch people ride their bikes down the mountain. So that's it. You know, we're going to go to the spa. We're going to have a few fancy restaurant meals, you know, ice cream here, beaver tails there, you know, the Whistler experience. So I'll be thinking of it. In the meantime, still going through the archives, still trying to find new songs and old songs and stuff we haven't played for a while. And we're going to kick things off today with, this is a nice one. This is Alvera Roja.
Tú la tierra canta, tú la grandeza, tú la nobleza. Tú la sencillez poderosa, tú eres tierra. Tú la tierra sabia que nos enseña y nos habla, trayendo suspiros enamorados, plenos de encanto. Como tú la primavera, como tú la vida entera, como el viento bramando cuando canta. Cuando encanta, eres libre tierra, bellos tus surcos, dulces tus frutos, que amamantas en todo ser vivo. ¿Cuántas veces deja caer el sol los amaneceres que nos enamoran y le ponen? Que nos dé esta luz mágica tierra.
preñada. Tierra fuerte, sabia tierra, madre serena, cría hijos que te veneren como mereces, como las olas del mar, como el pájaro cantando, como luces en la selva, oscuridad de la noche. Tierra, no te rindas, tierra fecunda, tierra mágica. Cosechando ritmos, colores y melodías. ¿Cuántas veces deja caer el sol los amaneceres que nos enamoran y le ponen fuego o reflejo de luna azul que besen los sueños más hondos y bellos, llenos de sal?
It's Labor Day this weekend, and that means only one thing to listeners of CITR. It's the annual CITR Victory Square Block Party this Sunday at Victory Square Park at the corner of Hastings and Cambie, starting at 2 o'clock. It's going to be 100% IRL. Last year we had to do it by a URL, but this year we're going to be IRL, but it'll also be streamed at citr.ca/watch. There will be a raffle, and 100% of the proceedings, as always, go to benefit Megaphone Magazine. The music starts at 2:45 with Haley Blaze. That'll be followed at 3:30 by Ham Sun, and then Big Rig, Grimm, Miguel Maravilla, Turinesh at 6:30, and Devours will close off the night at 7:15. You don't want to miss that. It's a good time had by all. Everyone should be there Sunday afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock at Victory Square, at right in the heart of Crosstown at the corner of Hastings and Cambie this Sunday.
You got ants in your pants, freaky starship child. Electric swing, painted moonbeam skies. Well, the exodus started a week or two ago. So pick your ass up. It's time to go home. Fancy rainbow.
Accused of waste. my time fiddling my life away, funking up old drum beats. What other folks think and say can't really change what's true for you. Just keep on keeping on. By our society, they sing no siren song that makes any sense to me. Position, power, possessions, the acquisition of property, proprietary ethics, I'll attempt.
Vancouver Fringe Theatre Society announcing its program for the 2021 Vancouver Fringe Festival. Hooray! Throw in a sound effect there. This year, the Fringe Festival will take place from September 9th to September 19th, and it will be exclusively on Granville Island at Performance Works, the Review Stage, the Picnic Pavilion, and the Alder Bay Dock. Tickets for shows are $15, and they're available online. And the membership is $7. And you can get everything at VancouverFringe.com. Look for the tickets box. They're very excited to bring this to your audience for the first time in their history, a hybrid Vancouver Fringe Festival. There will be 15 in-person shows, one live stream, and 17 pre-recorded digital shows from local, national, and international artists. It all kicks off with a Fringe for All opening night event on Wednesday, September 8th at 7:30 at Performance Works. It's produced by friend of the show Pippa Mackey, and it'll be hosted by Abdul Aziz and Sean O'Hara. And there will be performances from about 15 different Fringe artists, plus a bonus surprise for the audience. Tickets are $20 and available at tickets@vancouverfringe.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
It's Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
We mentioned that the Fringe Festival is starting this next weekend, and one of the shows that will be seen is Wings Over Water, a diasporic bird play. It's set in the liminal space of the ocean, where baby bird meets seven birds through phases of growth and cycle breaking. Grandmother, patriarchy bird, grandmother bird, patriarchy bird, anarchy bird, blood bird, party bird, and dream bird. Join them through the intimate and sensory worlds of poetry, original live music created on the loop pedal, somatic movement and shadow... There's that word again, somatic. Somatic movement and shadow puppetry to experience a work of innovative theater like no other. Will Baby Bird find their way home? Wings Over Water starts on Friday, September 10th, and all shows are at the Picnic Pavilion.
Better. girl, she's alright. Wanna tell her that I like her. That girl, she's so fine. Like to get to know her better. That girl, she's alright. Wanna tell her that I like her. Baby, 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 she's all right. I wanna tell her that I love her.
Presentation House Theater, in association with Serendipity Theater Collective, is presenting a staged reading of Driving Me Crazy by Linda Carson and Suzanne Ristic. Inspired by stories from three generations, Driving Me Crazy follows Liz, a grandmother fighting to keep her driver's license, her independence, and her voice in society. Liz is surrounded by her family, a son, daughter-in-law who are addicted to their cars, a granddaughter who is passionate about the environmental fight against oil-guzzling vehicles, and a grandson on his way to learn hard lessons about drinking and driving. That's a lot to pack into one show. It's going to be on stage at Presentation House September 25th and 26th, and the Sunday performance will also be live streamed in real time. It's directed by Roy Surrett. It features Donna White, David Adams, Suzanne Ristic, Sarah Vickrook, and Joe Rose. Stage management by Giselle Clark Treneman, and original music by the great Jay Brazeau. If you want to find out more, you can go to phtheater.org. And once again, that's Driving Me Crazy, and that's up September 25th and 26th. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Western Canada Theatre, that's in Kamloops, they're accepting submissions for their spring production of Wizard of Oz, directed by James MacDonald, with musical direction by Ashley Ball. The contract is April 18th to May 28th of 2022. Auditions will be held by self-tape, which will then be followed by in-person auditions at a later date in various cities. So it doesn't matter where you are right now. If you're available to be in Kamloops in the spring, check it out. If you do send in submission and they want to select you for an audition, they will contact you with further information regarding the audition requirements. Submission deadline is September 30th, and if you are interested in submitting, make sure that you give the following information. Your photo and resume, make sure you send it as a PDF file labeled with your name and the role that you would like to audition for. If you want to get a character breakdown, you can find that on their website. Age ranges refer to the age of the character, not the actor, and actors of all genders and ethnicities will be considered for all roles in this production. So if you're interested in getting involved with Wizard of Oz in Kamloops in the spring, go to wctlive.ca, look at the Contact Us pad tab, and scroll down to Auditions, and that's got all the information there. Deep Cove Stage Society is holding auditions for Frosted, a family pantomime with allusions to a certain children's film with a vaguely familiar title. Production dates are December 9th to the 30th in Deep Cove. The auditions are the 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is next week, at 4360 Gallant Avenue in North Vancouver. They are an inclusive society and recognize all members of the LGBTQ1A+ community. Therefore, gendered casting will be ignored for most characters. They encourage people of all genders, sexualities, races, and ethnicities and abilities to audition. You can get a character breakdown and the online audition form at deepcovestage.com/auditions, and only audition if you have received at least your first vaccination and plan on receiving your second in time for rehearsals. In other words, they want everyone to be fully vaxxed by the time they get this thing on the road. Theater in the Country in Langley is doing two shows, All Together Now, which is part of the worldwide event created by MTI, and that's going to be happening in November, and then Elf the Musical, which will be up in December. So if you're interested in either of those projects, go to theaterinthecountry.com/auditions. Auditions for All Together Now are on September 15th, and for Elf, that will be September 19th and 20th. Align Entertainment is holding auditions for Seussical the Musical by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens. That will be on stage at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby in January and early February, and the auditions are the 17th to 19th of September at the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts. You can register for your audition at alignentertainment.ca, and they welcome everyone to audition regardless of background, race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality. Casting will be based on who is best fit for the role. And finally, the Young People's Opera Society of BC, or the YPOSBC, is holding auditions for their 21-22 season, and that's going to be happening Sunday in person, and then they'll be accepting videos all the way till the 5th of October. The in-person auditions are going to be in Delta at 11040 River Road at the Trinity Church Hall. They are going to be holding auditions for two main productions, plus several other smaller productions that happen throughout the year. So if you are an opera type, make sure you record one aria or song of your choice. It can be accompanied or a cappella. Make sure that you also indicate which level you wish to audition for. They have youth leads, they have professional leads, they have adult leads and ensemble, they have children's chorus, and they are particularly looking for bassists, tenors, altos, and children performers. So if you want to find out more about this one, it's yposbc.org. And if you want details on these or any audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can email it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Alvaro Rojas, Brandon Wolf Scott, Clone, Azul Salvaje, Elvis Nelson, Clay Ravens, Cryogenic Regeneration, and Dirty Spells. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And remember to listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Audrey has moved. You can now hear Too Dreamy on Mondays, but stick around because Bepi Crespin is still here at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, will be here at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time, live from the studio. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Вы настроены на FM 101.9 CITR,
радио Большого Ванкувера.
Play it till I kill it, just to get it in my head. I want another secret, where you've been hiding. Yeah, 'cause I'm trying. Oh, the road you know, seems like you're going it alone, and you keep tripping over stones. I
Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Friendship, it was all